This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Mr. Chairman, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Doing very well. I want to welcome back to the show the chairman of the FCC. He's been a guest on the show before. He's always gracious with his time. Ajit Pai. First of all, I want to say welcome back to Philadelphia. You've always been a big defender of freedom and liberty, and I appreciate that. You're doing really good work over there.
Appreciate the kind words, and again, what you do to keep folks in Philadelphia informed. I'm grateful for your work.
Well, thanks for saying that. We're all annoyed by these damn robocalls, though. They don't stop every day, and it's amazing, too, because they're using what looks to be my phone number when they call me. It's unbelievable.
It's incredible. This is the number one category of consumer complaints we get, and that's why we've made it our top consumer protection priority. We're pulling out all the stops to go after these robocalls, to stop them at their source, so that consumers can have some peace of mind when that phone rings for once.
Yeah, well, that would be good. And I know that there's been talk about do not call lists and do not these registries that have been around for a while. But even when you put your number on there, they still seem to find you and call you. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, and that's the problem. The Federal Trade Commission oversees that list. And unfortunately, scammers don't care about violating the do not call list. And that's why over the FCC, we've been taking steps to block some of these calls, to empower phone companies to block these illegal robocalls by default, to set up a reassigned numbers database so you don't get calls that are meant for somebody who had your phone number previously. We've imposed the biggest fines on robocallers in the FCC's history. As I said, this is an all-hands-on-deck effort, and we are committed to making sure that this scourge of civilization stops. Because as a regulator and as a consumer, I'm just sick of this problem as much as anybody else.
Yeah, 29.3 billion robocalls Americans have received so far this year, amounting to about 89.3 per person, which is amazing.
It's just unbelievable. And part of the problem is the technology has advanced to the point where literally anybody in the world can make these robocalls if they have an internet connection. And that's why it's we really got to think very carefully about how we change the regulations to make phone companies stop these robocalls. And among the other things we've done, in addition to the stuff I've listed previously, I've demanded that the major phone companies implement what's called caller ID authentication, essentially a digital fingerprint for every phone call by the end of this year. That's going to be one way to make a substantial dent in this problem. Essentially, if every phone call has a fingerprint, then the phone call will be placed. If it doesn't, like these spoofed robocalls that you're getting, it won't be placed over the network.
Are the carriers willing to work with you on that?
Absolutely. We just had a summit, actually, last week where we had a lot of these carriers, and they said they've been making progress toward the deadline. We expect them to make it, and if they don't, we're poised to take regulatory steps to make sure that they do. And so thus far, I'm really pleased by the progress we're making, but we're not going to let up because consumers continue to get bombarded by these calls, and it's just got to stop.
Ajit Pai is with me. He is the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. We're talking about robocalls here on the Cioli Show. Grateful that you are with us today. And this notion of you said now they're using the internet. So the FCC does not have regulatory authority over the internet. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. So we don't regulate the network management practices of providers. We do have some role in helping broadband infrastructure get built, but we don't heavily regulate how those networks operate.
Okay, and so somebody's using like a VoIP, for example, to robocall and spam people. Does that then fall under FCC jurisdiction? Are you able to do something about that?
We do have jurisdiction over voice services to a certain extent, and that is what we're relying on here. If you're using the phone networks essentially to place these illegal calls, then the law is clear that the FCC does have some jurisdiction there. So it's the voice versus internet distinction, I guess you might say.
Okay, very, very good. And I want to ask you as well, I mean, this is annoying, yes, but also a lot of people get scammed by this. I mean, elderly, you mentioned this. A lot of people, sometimes they get calls, they think it's the IRS, they wind up giving money out. Is there some sort of basic standard practice you'd recommend for people when they get calls like this and they're asking them for money or something like that?
Oh, there is. No question. First and foremost, do not answer the phone. If it's really that important, it'll go to voicemail and a legitimate person will leave a voicemail for you. But don't answer the phone. And even if you get pinged, there was a scam about a month or two ago called the One Ring scam, where people would get a call sometimes in the middle of the night from Mauritania or Sierra Leone or Lithuania or somewhere. It would only ring your phone once, and then a number of consumers would call back and essentially rack up 900 number charges, really substantial charges. And that was one way of scamming you. So our recommendation is don't answer the phone, don't call them back, and otherwise, come to the FCC's website, fcc.gov, where we have a lot of avenues for redress. You can file a complaint. You can get different tips on some of the scams we're seeing. We want consumers to be protected, and that includes making sure that they don't proactively and inadvertently help these scammers by answering the phone.
Well, listen, I appreciate all the work you do. And I have to say, too, and I want to give you a compliment here, in the years that you've been FCC chairman, going back even to when you were on with me a couple years ago when I think it was Stephen Colbert made some comments about the president. And there were people that were saying, go after him and take him off the air. And you've always been a very staunch defender of freedom of speech. And that's incredibly important for a man in your position. I worry about the future. I worry about an FCC chairman under a Democrat president and what they might do in terms of speech. But you have been very, very strong on defending the right of people to say things, even when those things are offensive over the airways.
Well, thanks so much. I very much appreciate that. I fear that our culture of free speech is unraveling, and it might not be a popular position, but to my dying day, I'm going to say that the First Amendment is one of the things that distinguishes this country, and I'm going to keep blaring it from the mountaintop as long as I have the ability to say it, and the Constitution says I have the right to say it, so there.
It's good, because I think sometimes people on even my side of the aisle want all kinds of regulations on speech, and they want for the social media companies to not be able to censor speech and that sort of thing. It reminds me very much of the fairness doctrine that the FCC used to have on radio, which I would not be behind this microphone if that fairness doctrine was still in place.
And it's an interesting, actually, some of the folks who call for the reinstatement of the fairness doctrine explicitly point out the fact that there's a diversity of views on the radio airwaves nowadays as a bad thing. And to me, that's one of the greatest examples of the First Amendment in action. It let people who previously were shut out of mainstream media have a voice on the airwaves. And I don't see why that's a bad thing at all.
And Mr. Chairman, where can people lodge their complaints to the FCC if they're getting scammed by the robocallers?
Go to fcc.gov, and you'll see on our webpage very prominently there's a portal for consumer complaints, and we certainly urge consumers to go on there and let us know what they're concerned about.
G Pi, thanks so much.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.